Hi, this is Dan Sheridan telling America's story, and this is lesson 19 of our series, so let's get started. In recent lessons, we learned about Columbus, Cabot, and Vespucci. The New World has been discovered and named now, as we've learned, and Vespucci returned to Spain after his work was done and advanced to the highest position in the Spanish Marine. Remember, he kind of moved his way up, didn't he? He died around 1512. Now, America was a land of great promise to the Spanish. The natives wore, unbeknownst to them, costly gems, and their sand seemed to sparkle with gold. And the Spanish capitalized on it. Every ship that returned to the homeland brought riches that dazzled the Spanish. As a result, the Spaniards, men of the highest rank and culture, warriors and adventurers, flocked to the New World. At this point, remember, they still thought it was part of India. Well, they discovered gold in some of the West Indian islands, but especially in Mexico and Peru. That's where they discovered mines full of gold and silver, and they built large towns in those areas with forts to guard them. Soon, Cuba, Hispaniola, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica were settled and ruled by the Spanish. Now, let's take a look at these Spanish explorers by way of introduction. Now, we'll discuss the Spanish more down the road when we talk about the colonization of North America, but let's just give a little introduction here. One of the bravest Spanish explorers was Balboa. In 1513, he climbed a peak on the Isthmus of Panama. He became, at that time, the first Spaniard to see the Pacific, or as he called it, the South Sea. Now, another Spanish discoverer was Ponce de Leon. I know you've heard that name before. He was the governor of Puerto Rico. Now, the same year, Balboa saw the Pacific. Ponce went to Florida with a company of soldiers seeking gold and something else quite peculiar. Ponce was told by some Indians of a spring of water from which, if he drank, he would be made young again. That's right, even adults believe fairy tales now and then. Now, needless to say, Ponce found no such magic waters. The useless journey chasing fairy tales was dangerous, and it almost killed him. Now, on the practical, non-fairy tale side, let's be practical, shall we? That's the best way to go. The trip did lead to the discovery of new lands for Spain that were so beautiful that it was named accordingly, Florida. Now, Ponce named it that way because he landed there on Easter Sunday, which the Spanish called in their language Festival of Flowers. I was going to pronounce it in Spanish, but I decided not to insult any of my Spanish listeners as I butchered their language. I want to pause here really quick and just give a quick side note. In 1517, a Portuguese ship sailed through the Indian Ocean and continued on to the eastern shores of China. Now, this proved that the discoveries of Columbus and Vespucius were a long way from China. So that's just something to keep in mind at this point. All right, back to the Spanish and the New World. Cortes entered Mexico in 1519. He conquered the natives, and he treated them with cruelty. Cortes plundered the wealth of Montezuma, who, by the way, wasn't such a good guy himself, as his religion was fierce, and he actually sacrificed people to the gods. And then there was the guy named Pizarro, who discovered Peru in 1527. He conquered the Incas not too long after his discovery. The Spanish colonists were overjoyed over the news of riches gained by conquest and mining. Now, this love of instant riches led them to despise normal labor, so they looked to live adventurous lives instead of patiently cultivating the soil. Not a good idea. Most of those who followed this fool's idea only found disappointment and despair. And these early Spanish towns were essentially military camps governed by the home country. And since the government ran everything, the people weren't allowed to think too much for themselves. All they could do was explore or work the mines with the Indian slaves. Now, the poor Indians were forced to do extremely hard work, and many died from exhaustion and mistreatment. Again, we'll talk more about this when we discuss Spanish colonization. Now, conquest and slavery were inspired by the love of gold and silver. And this love of money caused a lot of problems and led to a lot of atrocious acts. And as a matter of fact, one Alaskan native said many years ago that he was thankful that his people were safe from the Christian nations because his land was covered in snow and ice, thus hiding any gold or silver from the Christian nations. That's a sad commentary. Now, if you recall, in our first lesson in this series, we said we were going to discuss European discovery first, and then we were going to get to the Indians. Well, guess what? In our next lesson, we're going to end the European discussion by talking about the longest and boldest expedition ever taken in the history of the world until that time. What was it? We'll talk about that next. And then right after that, we're going to begin to discuss the Native Americans. You're not going to want to miss that, so stay with us. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.